Thank you and good morning. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a single vehicle collision on Highway 101 northbound and 6th Avenue outside of West Haven at just after 4 o'clock this morning after a caller reported a car off the roadway with its lights on and no one inside. An ambulance was soon summoned after a severely injured person was located near the vehicle. It appears the driver lost control and the vehicle left the roadway, rolled over, and hit a tree, causing major damage to the front end and ejecting the driver. The investigation into the cause is ongoing. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they have a light agenda with a long list of consent calendar items and no scheduled public hearings. The board will send a letter of support for a Senate bill that will require CAL FIRE to detail where the money collected from state resource area fees, with current estimated surplus of $43 million, is spent. Thousands of rural residents across the state pay $150 for each habitable structure on their property annually, with the money earmarked for CAL FIRE services in rural areas. Those property owners who already pay fees for fire protection in a special district get a $35 discount, but state lawmakers, including the author of SB 1136, Mike Morrell, and the Board of Supervisors, want to know where and how that money is being used. The supervisors are also expected to approve an agreement between the county and the North Coast Substance Abuse Center for an allocation of just over $110,000 in Measure Z funds. The supervisors will also note the retirement of two long-serving employees at today's meeting. The board will issue proclamations honoring Kevin Metcalf, who spent 31 years as an environmental officer with the county, along with a proclamation honoring Margaret Morris, who retires from the clerk recorder's office after 24 years. The board will also issue a resolution brought forth by Supervisor Virginia Bass that recognizes the work and dedication of the county sexual assault response team. Jordan Christmas has county fair news.
The rural county representatives of California have thrown in their support behind Assembly Bill 2678, which would dedicate the state portion of the sales and use tax collected from fair transactions to support small and medium-sized fairs. In a letter sent to Assemblymember Adam Gray, the bill's author, the RCRC illustrated the importance of the health and viability of every county's local fair and fair grounds, and that they're an important asset, especially in rural California. The lack of funding in recent years have put many fairs on the brink of elimination, and the 2016-2017 state budget outlined $6.6 million for local fair support and capital improvement projects.
Thank you, Jordan. Caltrans will host a meeting tonight in Miranda at the South Fork High School regarding the upgrade of bridge railings along the Avenue of the Giants. The proposed upgrades will improve what Caltrans calls aging guardrails, such as the one near Bear Creek Bridge, which uses wooden guardrails. That meeting begins at 6 o'clock, and it's open to the public. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. First District Supervisor Rex Bone won't need to convince 50% plus one of voters who cast ballots to vote for him this year as he looks to his second term on the board. That's because no challenger stepped up to run against him. Bone, who won the June primary in 2012 and who was then appointed to fill out the remainder of Jimmy Smith's term, said that with a schedule as packed as his, and that while he misses the challenge of a competitive race, it's nice to focus on the full-time job without the distraction of a campaign.
The door-to-door and things like that is nice, but I spend a lot of time out in the community anyway. So I connect with the community on a pretty regular basis, and I get out there quite a bit. So the challenge of a campaign, yeah. But the other thing is, right now things are so busy, it's nice to be focused on the job rather than working on getting the job.
Bone was a well-known figure in the community long before he ran for the seat, and that notoriety has helped him over the past 4 years. Bone said that he gets a lot of feedback, both positive and negative, and that it's all important.
People know they can come up and pretty much tell me what they feel, and they do. But they also tell you when things are going right. We get the positive, we get the negative. But the thing is, you can't operate without the negative. The negative has got that narrative is very good because we have those people coming into our meetings now who have a different perspective and want to speak. And that's the great thing about our institution. No matter what your thoughts are, you get your 3 minutes every week.
In addition to his seat on the board, Bone also represents the county on the board of the Rural County Representatives of California. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.